It's very simple. Every American who considers himself conservative or Christian has a moral obligation to vote against Kamala Harris. This is a bad person, and she is part of a regime, more importantly, that has very bad, very evil designs for this country. She wants to kill babies. Okay, up to the moment of birth. That's what these people believe in. Fully born infants. She wants to destroy our national sovereignty. She doesn't believe that we have a right to national sovereignty. She wants to indoctrinate our children into an ideology of self-harm and confusion. These are the people who want to release violent criminals onto the streets. You know, to continue to destroy our communities. And in every other sense, they are actively working against everything we claim to stand for. So whatever you think of Trump, I mean, even if you have the most unflattering view of him that a reasonable person could possibly have, he is not part of that agenda. And if you are voting for that agenda, you are actively participating in the evil. You are supporting it. You are helping it to gain and retain power. And that you're doing all of that to get back at Donald Trump because you don't like him, at the expense of our country, that just makes you a fool at best. At best. This is not about being loyal to Donald Trump or any other politician. Politicians don't deserve our loyalty. I don't care about that. This is about loving your country. Loving your country enough and caring enough about your children and their future to put your feelings about Donald Trump to the side and cast a vote against this regime that has already done incredible harm to this country. And we'll do a lot more if we don't stop it.
Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures in Wall Street. Apologize in advance. My throat is hurting me with the allergies from traveling to Dallas and back. I was at a coach's academy with Rise Up Kings this past week. And anyways, I'm just excited to be back in the studio talking about current events, talking about markets, talking about things that are happening and making predictions. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. That's for you to decide. But I like common sense. And if you're like me or anyone else, you're like, how is the stock market still going up? How is inflation supposedly cooling off? Why is it that Kamala is all of a sudden winning in these polls? Well, let's kind of unpack that right now. And I'm trying not to get too political because I want to get to the charts. I want to basically talk about things that really, really matter. And that is your money. That is your retirement. And that is protecting you from the obvious. So before I get started, I wanted to see if you guys saw this. Health warning automatically appears as deadly virus with no cure spreads to 19 humans in Europe for the first time. Unstoppable.
Expansion of the ULEZ has occurred. I'm a doctor. I look after children and babies who are born too early and too small.
This is absolutely terrible. So I'm going to read it. The video doesn't seem to be working. Potentially deadly virus infection has spread to humans in Europe. At the end of July 19, cases of Oropouche fever have been recorded with 12 in Spain, 5 in Italy, and 2 in Germany, according to the European Center for Disease. Confirmation of the first imported cases in Europe come after Oropouche viruses caused 2 human deaths for the first time in Brazil on July 25th, alarming the deaths occurred in 2 young Brazilian women who did not have any underlying health issues. To date, 500,000 of Oropouche, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, this fever has been recorded. However, very little is known about the disease. The virus was first detected in the village of Oropouche in Trinidad and Tobago in 55. Since then, the virus has limited circulation in parts of South America, with cases reported in settings close to forested areas such as the Amazonas. It is sometimes referred to as a sloth fever, as a slow-moving tropical mammal, as a natural host for the virus, as a non-human primates and birds. It is passed on to humans via midges and mosquitoes. Most of these Arapuchi fever are mild with symptoms similar to dengue, including headache, muscle pain, nausea, rash, but in some cases the virus can cause meningitis and potentially deadly inflammation of the brain. The current spread of Arapuchi is concerning on two fronts. First, there are no vaccines. Secondly, the current rate of transmission is unpredicted in terms of its spread and scalability. This is making the disease experts nervous. Altman, a professor at immunology at Imperial College in London, basically said that we definitely should be worried. Things are changing, may become unstoppable. Of course, August 1st, 21st, there have been 8,000 confirmed cases of Arapuchi fever in South America, with cases reported in Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, and Peru. Also have been reported for the first time in Cuba, where transmission of this vector-borne virus has become endemic. Cases reported in Italy and Spain were limited to travelers returning from Cuba. There you have it, folks. Election flu. You add that in with monkeypox, which is making a run. And here we go. So now we're all going to be afraid. We're all going to be afraid to even step out. They're going to, the mass media is going to do what it does best and say that you can't leave your home because you might get monkeypox. You can't do this because pretty much you're going to get infected. Now we see reports that in Chicago, there's a high risk of monkeypox. And apparently you don't need to have gay butt sex anymore to spread it. It is going to be another version that is easily spreadable. Guys, this is absolutely predictable. They can't kill Donald Trump. They can't beat him in a courtroom. They try to take his alcohol licenses away from all of his resorts, from his golf clubs. They try to bankrupt him. They try to sue him. They did the Russian hoax. They've done all these things. So the next thing to do is try to kill him. And then the next thing to do is increase the stock market, mess up the rates, making sure that the jobless claim numbers are good, making sure that CPI shows that we're cooling off, making sure that that inverted yield curve never gets shown on the media, making sure that the plane is leveled out for the left and their anti-American, call it, ways that can really promote their agenda. I mean, we are living in communistic times where they want to censor us. They want to censor this network. They want to censor all the networks I'm on. They want to censor things that go against the grain in all media sources. And they want to basically bastardize the airwaves through social media, Project Paperclip. And so I honestly believe one theory out there is that this is why Trump is a fan of crypto, is because he likes the technology, because the technology can be used for compliance. The technology can, the blockchain could be used for multiple things. And what we really need is the blockchain to monitor the machines, whatever machine they're trying to use. Because there's no voter ID. They don't want voter ID. You could be dead and still vote. You can be an illegal and still vote. So my thing is that Trump had 4 years to get this right. I know he's smart enough to already plan the moves they're going to do. He doesn't talk about his moves. He doesn't talk about what he's doing. And he's been very, very tight-lipped about some of the tactics he's going to do to catch him in the act. But I am going to tell you that he is going to catch him in the act. He's had 4 years to plan for this. 4 years. And I believe that he's going to use some blockchain technologies to help with a integrated and integral based voting system. I'm afraid for our country. Honestly, it could be Texas versus California. It could be a civil war that happens. I don't know. Who knows? There's supposed to be a peaceful transition. Supposed to be. We'll see if that works. But I know the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of changing. So I want you to realize that, what I just said there. The pain of staying the same, when that is bad enough, you will eventually change. This is for all aspects of life. If you want to learn a new, trade, if you want to change your financial situation, if you want to change your relationships, the pain of staying the same, meaning like if I stay here, it's going to suck really, really bad. I'm willing to go through the worst of the worst sucking of changing, even if it's financially or spiritually or emotionally draining, it is still better than being in my current spot. That's where America needs to be. And honestly, that's where we're at right now with inflation, with the war, with market manipulation, with clients basically getting their retirement wiped out overnight, with bank failures, with mortgage crisis happening. This is the pain that I'm talking about. Until you experience pain, you will never change. And so I don't want you to go through the pain of another 2008, a 2001, a December 2018, or even a COVID. These were monumental market shifts, guys. And so if you lost money in 2008, it took you a long time. It took you a long time to make your money back. If you lost money in 2001, it took you 6 to 7 years. In 2008, roughly 5 to 6 years. So I wanted to basically let you know that there's some market manipulations happening right now. And I want to go ahead and predict some things that are going to happen. Now, with that being said, I want to put my legal disclaimer here. I am a financial advisor. Everything on this podcast is for information and education purposes only. Do not make any trades based on what I'm saying. If you need advice on what to do, feel free to give us a call, 813-448-3446. We can give you investment advice. Also, secondly, if you would like to book an appointment with us, all you got to do is go to CortezWM.com. You're going to need to have a tour guide through the volatility that is fixing to happen right now. We're going through some volatile times. I've showed you charts day in, day out. We're going to talk about we're going to talk about the VIX. We're going to talk about the S&P 500. And you're not going to believe what I'm about to say. And also, we are going to talk about my trade of the year, TMF. And I'm going to close this out with a Bible verse. Again, sorry for chewing. I need it to keep my voice active. But yeah, that's a full podcast right there with those three things happening. But before I get started in the charts, people want to change, but they don't want to change. And that can show up in your marriage. That can show up in your relationship with your children. I know for me, I was very heavy-handed with my kids. Yelling at them, spanking them, because that's what happened to me. I grew up military. But as I come to find out that that is not a loving father, that's just a strict father. I don't want to be known as a strict father. I want to be known as a loving father that cares, that protects, that provides, and that can be dominant and masculine at the same time. But your children don't need that if you raise them right. You shouldn't have to spank them. Physically, as they get older and older, they should be wiser and wiser. And so I'm experiencing that right now, and it really is It really is a beautiful thing to see my daughters grow and my sons grow and them actually getting mature, and I can have real conversations with them. But that is, I say that because America just needs a change. America, we're beyond the spanking. The spanking doesn't work. We've been spanked at the gas pump. We've been spanked at the grocery bill. We've been spanked with our freedoms. We've been spanked all over the place at the border. We've learned our lesson that we can't allow these people to just steal our democracy. We can't allow these people to dictate the messaging that goes on the mass media, because they're owned by them. When are we going to, as a Christian nationalist, when are we going to fight to have the Bible back in school? When are we going to fight where it's not illegal to knee at and say the Lord's Prayer after a football game? When are we going to make it illegal to take a knee during a national anthem because you got your feelings hurt? All of a sudden, Brittany Grainger is crying in Olympics because she wants to stand proud for the country that saved her from the Russian prisons. Would you look at that? Like, where's that at? Like, I want to laugh at that, but at the same time, that's where my grace comes out. And it took her stupidity of thinking that she could fly with weed and not a big deal. Look, that's maybe not be a big deal in the United States. Maybe get away with it if you know how to wrap it up in your luggage. But come on. When you go to Russia and you have weed and that is against their laws, they're not playing. You're American. Oh, man, bro, they're going to throw the book at you, dog. Like, how stupid could you be? So dumb, man. I wanted to, like, the inner me wanted to say, that's what you get, you freaking blah, 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 blah. But then I was like, you know, we need more of that. We need more people getting humbled by the red, white, and blue. You should be grateful for this country. You should be grateful that you have air conditioner, running water, that you have lights in your home, you have internet. You should be grateful that you have a car that you can put gas in, regardless of who's in the office. So let's fight hate with gratitude. And you'll notice when you have gratitude, you actually receive more blessings. You actually receive God's protection. That is a God-fearing trait that he blesses us with. Again, I'm not here to fearmonger. I'm not here to, I'm just here to give you the facts. And then if you have your own common sense, which I know you do, if you're listening to this, you're going to do what's right for you and your family. But I mean, all right, so I'm gonna get to the charts, but let me show you something, man. This is how you know. This is how you know the media is all bought out. Like crazy, bro. So what is the narrative? You can answer that for me. What is the narrative? The narrative is to always, always present the good and never the bad. So in the financial world, we have this thing called the inverted yield curve. If you're a financial advisor, you know that 2-year and 5-year is inverted. The 2-year and a 10-year is inverted. And I'm talking about the bond market. The bond market allows us to understand like what the heck is going on. And they're painting the narrative wrong, guys. They're painting the narrative right in their eyes. Let me show what I'm talking about. Let me quantify and quantify this for you. So what is the thing? You go on Yahoo Finance. I love going on Yahoo Finance because I just laugh, man, of the obvious So here we are. I had to fast forward like 8 commercials to get to the actual video. Look at that 5-year in the background, the 5-year, the 10-year. Like,
this inflation print for that, we want to bring in Mark Zandi. He's
all right. So there's a 5-year, a 10-year, and a 30-year. Who the heck is buying a 30-year bond right now? Even a 10-year. Now, the insurance companies base their livelihood on that 10-year. So that 10-year is very important. But notice they don't talk about the 2-year. So if I look at this from a distance, I see a healthy curve. The 5-year is paying less than the 10-year. The 10-year is paying less than the 20-year. All is good. Everything's great. We have economists coming in talking about how grateful, how good the CPI numbers are in line with expectations. We are doing a soft landing. The Fed is absolutely competent in what they're doing. And that Bidenomics will live through Kamala Harris. This is a narrative. Look at this freaking stupid.
Moody's Analytics chief economist, Mark, it's great to have you here. So let's start with that headline number that we got out this morning, not really pointing to any sort of that upside pressure that maybe the markets have been a little bit nervous that we were going to see. How does this then set up the Fed, do you think, for September?
Well, they should cut rates, Shauna. I think they should have been.
Look at the background on this. Let me rewind this. Come on, move over a little bit so I can see. So that's a 5-year, a 10-year, and a 30-year, all in the background. You see the rates, 3.7, 3.8, 4.16. There's no inverted yield curve in that shot. But let me tell you, drum roll here, the 2-year is paying 4.06. It's paying over 4%. Yes, this is August 15th. I recorded it late, Thursday, August 15th. I have a hockey game. I have to do this podcast before my hockey game tonight. And I'm here to tell you guys, like, this is freaking baloney. This is baloney. We should not have this showing. So if you go to Yahoo Finance and you read, hey, the S&P NASDAQ rally to fully recoup losses from recent sell-off. Hey, it's okay, guys. The economy's doing great. The economy's doing great. But Trump has a huge, huge, huge problem, is what they're saying. Economy is doing good, and Trump has a new problem. You know what that new problem is? Since inflation is doing well, it's cooling off, and Trump has his whole campaign based on inflation. He can no longer say inflation's a problem. Would you look at that? This is the narrative that they're doing. So they're literally showing the 5-year, 10-year, 20-year. They're not showing the 2-year because that would basically go against the whole inflation argument that was cooling. And they're saying that inflation is being cooled, and Trump has a whole nother problem for his campaign because his campaign is based on inflation. We could take inflation out of the whole equation. He doesn't have to even talk about that. He could talk about the border alone. He could talk about energy alone. He could talk about the World War III that's happening. There's more bombs that Israel is putting out on the Gaza Strip than the UK, US, and all of us combined. He could talk about wages not keeping up with inflation. These people are freaking retarded, man. Like, we don't see this. Are you joking me? Do you think we're that stupid where we don't see this? Please, like, don't fall for this. This is nonsense. And I'm going to show you some charts real quick. I wanted to show you silver real quick because, you know, I like silver as a physical precious metal, but it's going down right now. It is going down, and it's, when you buy precious metals, Go to CortezWealthGold.com. We want to give you the best rates on your gold. We are sponsored by Genesis, but Cortez Wealth Gold, we'll get the best preferred rates if you go through Cortez Wealth Gold and mention us. We get a referral credit if you do. But look, this thing has been sideways forever. There's no real trend here. I mean, I'm going back. Dude, I mean, how far do you want me to go back? The only rally that we had was right after COVID. And it went from 16 to 30, you know, close to 30. It doubled. But it hasn't really done anything. And I like silver better than gold because of the price points. There's more demand for silver. It is industrial metal. Gold is a tier one currency, although gold is taken off. I get it. But, you know, if you have silver, now is the time to take a good portion off, half, and keep the other half. You might miss up on the upside. However, what you need to know is that it is just a trade. It's just a trade. The dollar's not crashing. It could crash, but it's not crashing right now. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of fear mongering going on. And don't get me wrong, I agree with a lot of the people, but when it comes to technical analysis, it has to make sense. And unfortunately, these people are not making any sense right now. They're just saying buy gold, buy silver because Kamala might get in. That doesn't cut it. So let's look at SPY. There's something I wanted to share a disclaimer here. Again, I'm not giving trade advice. This is just for education purposes only. This is for education purposes only, guys. I repeat, this is only education purposes only. So quick chart on gold. We had a gold cross here, and we have a trend, a sloppy trend, but we have a trend coming up. So that's nice to see, and we'll continue to have this trend. So if you have gold right now, it's at 2,400, probably will hit 2,700 during this volatility. So gold has been a great investment. Again, it only requires, like, if you bought something from a reasonable precious metal dealer, that they didn't screw you 30% to buy the precious metals, then you would be up a good portion of that. I like saying go to CortezWealthGold.com. Make sure you don't get screwed out of a precious metal IRA, or even just physical gold or silver. But gold has done very well, better than silver. What I wanted to actually show you, though, is the S&P 500. There are some shenanigans going on, dude. This is the S&P 500. Now, I want to make sure I'm clear here. We have a lot of things going on. The S&P 500 is up. The Dow Jones is up. The NASDAQ is up. The New York Stock Exchange is up. The Russell 2000 isn't up, but it was earlier today. The volatility index is at 20.72. What I love about my scanners and my system is that I get these gold crosses. I get a buy signal right now. So what this basically means, guys, is that I am predicting you could buy the S&P 500. Again, this is not trade advice. This is not investment advice. It's for information purposes only. But I am predicting that you could buy the S&P 500 right now, and you would make money probably for the next 3 to 4 weeks, or even possibly to the election. There is a new floor that's happening, and it's completely manipulated. Look at my traffic lights. They're all green. This basically tells us the momentum, the huge momentum, using 1,000 different scenarios instantly, AI scanners and what have you. The S&P 500 is going up. There is a massive trend that is popping up right now. That is my prediction. Of course, past results are not indicative of future results, but hear me out, and I'm not giving investment advice. If you will want more information, give us a call, 813-448-3446. But just looking at this, this would be a good entry point, like today, August 15th to get into this. And then there's different ways you could buy the SPY. You could buy three times the leverage, SPXL, that's three times the risk. So you don't even have to buy the options. You could buy something risky like this if you wanted with, if you were going to buy something like this, you would buy something with disposable income, money that you can afford to lose and risk. Because this could go, if this is up 10%, you'll make 30%. If it's down 10%, you also will lose 30%. So I wouldn't just put all your eggs in this basket. This would only be for someone that has extra money that likes to trade. But this is a great short-term trade, knowing that the markets are going to go up. I got a buy signal on this. And these are the type of things we're going to be doing with our inner circle. When I release that, I am actually, I'm actually in one right now. I'm beta testing it to making sure I can roll it out in the next 6 to 12 months. I probably would charge $10,000-$20,000 to join us, but we're going to give you the, we're going to give you the actual trade alerts. And our goal is to make 100-300% a year. So if you're interested in that, just email me info@cortezwm.com. We have about a list of 35 to 50 people that want to join and be more excited. Again, you don't have to be a client. You just have to be a member of the investment club. So we'll be talking about different strategies on how you can trade the S&P. But look, just in time for the election, just in time for a great run. How convenient. How convenient. Yahoo doesn't show the two-year treasury. They only show the 5, 10, and 20. They show that inflation, quote unquote, is getting better, and Trump has a whole campaign on inflation. They show that there's monkeypox in Chicago, where the DNC is at. They show that there's a European crisis happening right now that could spread. But yet, the bills that are being passed don't even allow for voter ID. Put the two and two together, man. It is like another COVID setup. It's like another stolen election. That's why I named this podcast the Election Flu. I mean, they really should call this the Election Flu, because we've said this for 4 years now, is that they're going to try to reinvent 2020 all over again and come up with another flu. And they'll keep on doing this because the New World Order is desperate to the point where they can't figure out Trump. Their only hope is to assassinate him or try to go for his airplanes, because there's no cameras up there on the airplane, or at least the cameras that are up there, we don't have access to. And look what they did. They had emergency landing the other day on his airplane. The guy has plenty of money, the best mechanics, the best equipment. You mean to tell me he has a mechanical issue going on? And he had emergency landing? Give me a freaking break. Give me a break. I mean, this is it, man. This is what's going down. So I like the S&P 500. If you wanted to trade it, you could trade it. You could make a ton of money probably within the next 3 to 4 weeks. We are in a rally, whether you like it or not. They are promoting it. The cool part is, guys, is I understand when they rig the market, but we can make money off of a rigged market. That's just the point blank. Now, if you are a client that has IRAs and 401ks, listen up. We have a program where you can protect your principal. You can get great returns. You can have the ability to have these returns. I'm going to share my screen again real quick and then go back. I'm hop back and forth here. So check out these returns. So our clients are getting in a safe money bucket. If you don't want to trade, if you don't want to risk your money, imagine in 2024, in 2023, you made 19%. The year before that, you made a zero. All these red numbers, there's only a few of them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every single red number, you made a zero. But the year before that, you made 25, a 28, a 34. You lost nothing. You made 40% when Trump had his first full year in office. The year that he got elected, made 8.19%. A 29% the year prior to the zero, another 20, another 10, another 8.5, another 20, another 13. These are all real returns. These aren't pie in the sky numbers, guys. If you're not getting these returns with your advisor, give me a call. I want to help you. This is what I'm doing with my retirement. I'm putting in a safe insurance contract that I can get returns. Now, you may have your insurance contracts with Raymond James, Morgan Stanley, Edward Jones. Ask them, are you getting these returns? Probably not, because you're getting fee to death. So if this is what you want to do, I have to have a conversation with you to make sure it's suitable. But I'm more than happy to help you with this. All you got to do is give us a call. We want to help you navigate through this horrific election that is about to happen. With the volatility is going to go up. Speaking of volatility, let me show you VIXY. If you got in VIXY, you made some money. You probably lost money if you didn't sell on time. VIXY is an ETF that tracks the volatility index. We had a little pop there. You could see it. It shot up. But right now, because the stock market is going up, we are starting to see VIXY go down. So it's not a good time to try to buy VIXY unless it goes down a little lower, you know, in the $5, $6 range. That would probably be a good price point. And then it will shoot back up. It will completely shoot back up. It's done that before. You see the little green spikes. We like those green spikes, because the volatility index will happen. Volatility index is a fear and greed of the market. VIXY, just so you know, has been over $100-something. Actually, it's been higher than that. Let me scroll back to 20, most recent times, 2020. In the height of it, it was over 400. I'm sorry. It was over 5,678. Huge, huge, huge stock. So it's safe to say, since we have a death cross going on, it's safe to say that it could go back to 500 very easily as soon as something happens. You want to keep an eye out on this. Maybe you buy VIXY and you buy a one-year call option on it at 100 and see what those are. But that is something I'm looking at. Not the perfect time to buy the ETF, but if you're buying long-term, you could possibly buy it and be in the money when stuff hits the fan. This is how you make money in a rigged stock market, guys. All right, so TMF, that's my baby. This is my trade of the year. It went down a little bit. It has gone down, but we're starting to see a little pop. So let me go on my daily. You see the little green cloud, all my green dots? Yeah, so we're starting to see a pop. If you bought it, you're up. It's slowly creeping up. As interest rates fall, this thing will shoot back up very fast. It possibly could go to 400 or 500. Right now it's at 57. And this would be like a trade. I'm buying the calls on this all the way up to January 2026, the 100 calls. They're expensive right now. They're $5, $6 a contract. Times 100, obviously. So you may want to pick up, I don't know, 10, 20 contracts and have a flyer. Only put money that you can afford to lose. Against is not a guaranteed. If it doesn't hit that $100 call option, the $100 price point, you lose everything you put in. So you have to trade at your own risk. I'm just here giving you information on how to make money off of a rigged stock market in the election flu, because we know it's coming. But you don't even have to mess with all this. All you have to do is give us a call, 813-448-3446. Let us speak life into your portfolio. Let us help you guarantee a portion of your portfolio, and let our money managers do all the trading for you, so you don't have to worry about being victim of the stock market anymore. That doesn't need to happen anymore, guys. We're too smart for that. Too smart. Let me share a quick scripture, guys. Okay. I really like this one. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are. Just before Jesus went to the cross, he declared that he was blessing us with the very same glory that the Father had given him while he was on earth. He also declared why he was a blessing us with the glory of God, which was very for a specific reason. It was so that he could each be one with the Father as Jesus was one with him. Think about just as one. That is amazing. So God and Jesus more particularly desires to be one-on-one with you. And if you haven't asked him in your heart, what are you doing? You see all the signs. You see all the things. ask Christ in your life, what do you have to lose? The pain of staying the same, of going to hell and not having a savior, that is more painful than actually making some changes in your life and acknowledging that he is a father, that he is your Lord. Nothing exists without his breath, without his authority. And so all you simply have to do is ask for your name written in the book of life. And let me just share a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask that if you're listening to this, we use money as a tool, but we use this podcast to represent you, Lord. I love talking about current events and money, but more importantly, my heart's desire is that people can hear this and that they can turn from their wicked ways, they can humble themselves, and that you can not only heal our land, but heal our souls, like you say in Chronicles. But Lord, I just ask that this person that has listened to this podcast up to this point, that their name can be written in the book of life if they would acknowledge that you are the Father, that we are all sinners, that we all fall short, and that you have given us redemption through your blood, and that we promise to uphold your Ten Commandments. We promise to live a life that's honorable to you, Lord. We ask for your Holy Spirit to touch the listeners, to touch their finances, to touch their marriages, to touch the men that have been weakened by this massive media, that have been weakened by society. God, it is my heart's desire that we can understand our will that you have for us, and you have called us for greatness, to be the head and not the tail. In Christ's name, we honor you and we love you, Lord. In name's pray. Amen.